From the Beis conclusion that we treat all three examples as possible bekisnin because of Sofik Drabon and Lekula, it's apparent that he considers it clear that in truth only one of these three are the true possible bekisnin and nothing else. While the Beis mentions the rule and the logic that possible bekisnin is something eaten as a snack or dessert, it must be that the Beis Yosef considers this merely the motive behind why Chazal excluded Pasabo Bekisnin, whatever that means, from the bracha of Hamoitzi. Or alternatively, the intention of the Beis Yosef is to exclude, even if it fits into one of the examples in the Rishayim, but if most people eat it as the mainstay of a meal. Clearly, the Beis Yosef understands that only one of these three examples is the intention of the Gemara, and is mezainous when one eats a small quantity of it, while the other two examples are really true bread and are always hamoitzi regardless of their quantity, even though all three of these are generally not eaten as the mainstay of a meal.